Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Listeners joining us now, Portland's Classic Rock, 92.3 KGON, also 98 Rock, California's rock station in Sacramento, California, and our friends at 97.9 CPR Rocks in Biloxi, Mississippi. Big show for you today. Ryan Castle, Drunk in Charge, coming in to sit and spin. Today, 10 rock bands covering pop songs. Ask the Men's Room is back, and our question, what is your kids' Just Being Kids story? 844-999-OLA.
Okay. Hello, Marie. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So mine is not quite as exciting as fireworks, but when I was a little kid, we loved to go around into abandoned houses, right, and check them out and do little urban exploration or whatever, suburban exploration. And we never got caught, right? And there's usually like five or six of us. But one time it was just me and my best friend, and we found this cute little duplex, right, and one side was empty and open. So we went in there, and there was like a couple pieces of furniture, but nothing. It was pretty empty. And there's a big old bucket of cleaning supplies, right? Right in the middle of the floor. So we're bored. We're 12. We pick up the cleaning supplies, just start cleaning the house. Cleaning the windows, cleaning the counters.
Wait, you're bored and started cleaning. Right?
An abandoned house.
I wish my goddamn kids got so bored they
were cleaning. Problem.
Oh.
So, hello?
Yeah, we're here. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're in there cleaning, right? And all of a sudden, this lady comes in. We're in there for like an hour. This lady comes in and is like, what the heck are you doing here? And she was irate, but she was also super confused because we're cleaning the house. You know, she's like, what are you kids doing? So she was going to call the cops on us and everything, and she made us, like, you know, take me back to your house. And boy, my mom kicked my butt.
Did it seem like the house was abandoned to you?
It really did. I mean, we were little kids, so we were all over the place, like I said.
But you were 12, so I mean, like, what made it look as abandoned as the other actual abandoned houses?
Oh, just because there was nobody in there. There was no, all the blinds were open, and there was nothing in there. So okay. We were like, hey, let's go check it out.
Okay. Did you ever run into that? Did you ever run into that woman later on in life, or was that just your only time talking to her?
No, man. We moved around a lot, so we split. Okay. That was like in Texas, so yeah.
Okay.
No, I never had to run into her again.
We used to do the same thing. If there was an old abandoned farmhouse, cabin, you name it, we would find our way in there.
Did it a few times in Baltimore when I was a really little kid. None of the houses were abandoned, but we lived in the woods, so you can get into trouble there plenty. It was fine. Got to Baltimore, there's a lot of abandoned houses. But this is what I learned early on. So I'm a little naive. I'm about 14 years old, and things were just different in upstate New York than they were in Baltimore. So we would go to an abandoned house, and what we realized, in the middle of the city of Baltimore, the houses aren't exactly abandoned. There is no registered owner of the home, and yes, it is boarded up. And when you go into these houses, right, because you're like, ooh, somebody's already been in here. It's like kick out part of the wood in the front. There's like 18 people in there shooting up drugs, man. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, like, you would go in, and you're like, this isn't the fun I thought we'd have.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, I was like, yeah, let's not do that. So
did anyone ever say anything to you when you
walked? Yeah, man.
Of course.
So one of the things we did not do during my teen years, you didn't go into abandoned houses because you never believed any of them were actually abandoned.
Not only that, but if you go down to the basement, there'll be a body covered in lime.
Right, man. And like as and years
people,
went by,
people
we were
using
like,
the bathroom. I mean, they're disgusting.
Right, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was no fun.
I will say, I remember getting a bike, kind of same thing, but kind of living in a city. Right, so I mean, there's just roads everywhere.
Sure.
But there was one alley that just had, like, gravel. I used to call it the country road.
Because it was gravel?
Yeah. Like, I'll be down and ride my bike on the country road. How pathetic is that?
It was probably the country compared to where you were in D.C.
It was on my street.
We're going to play John Denver and ride our bike up and down the road.
This is living, boys.
That's D.C.
Getting away from it all.
Like, where are you guys at? Literally, we're two blocks down on the gravel road, the country road.
It's either Go-Go or John Denver.
Right.
What is your kids Just Being Kids story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, T. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
So, my son is about 2 years old. My parents are watching him, right? And my dad keeps pulling his hair and messing with him. He's 2 years old, and he looked at my dad, and he goes, I'm going to F you up, Tata. And my parents did all they could to hold their laugh in because he used it in the correct content. And my mom walks out of the room, gives me a call at work and says, hey, I got to ask you a question. And I was like, yeah. She goes, well, this happened. And we asked him where he learned that from. And he said, oh, mom tells dad that all the time.
Kids hear everything.
I got in a lot of trouble.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna.
I learned it from you, Mom. I learned it from you.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But did you have a small sense of pride that at least he did use it in the proper context?
Absolutely. Yep.
I mean, that's really the key.
It sounds stupid, but it is. You run into, you know, teachers call and they'll say, you know, this happened. And, you know, in front of the teachers, you express some amount of whatever you're supposed to pretend matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get home, it's like, you're about 90% proud, 10% mad, and you kind of call them over, and they share their side of the story, and you're like, well, goddamn, I mean, like, man, you're not supposed to say and do that, but I'm going to break this down for you real quick. Like, you did exactly what you should do. Like, try not to do it out loud. Try not to get caught. This is the truth of life. Like, we just say, hey, man, don't say bad things about other people. Everyone that says that to the kids, shut your goddamn mouth, because what you need to tell your kids is you don't say it in front of them. You talk behind their back like mommy and daddy do, and like every adult does. That's called gossip.
That's why driving is so difficult with kids in the car.
Oh, man.
It's one of the biggest. I mean, it's just
a test. What did you say? It's one of my favorite stories, just the way you explained
it. Oh, my God. I don't know. I had both my kids in car seats in the back, and they could fully comprehend what was coming out of my mouth. And it was like, see, sucker, this, that. I mean,
like, it was the worst.
I went off on a tirade for about 30 seconds, and I looked in the rearview mirror, and both of my kids had their eyes wide open and their mouth open, like,
looked like the Home Alone poster.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm like, oh, sorry.
Right.
Sorry. And here I'm speeding up, trying to get, I'm like, I can't do it. I got kids in the car.
Right.
I'm going to kill this guy. What is your kids just being kids story? 844-999-OLA.
Guess who it is?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
James?
Hello?
Hola!
Hey, bud.
Hola, Mitches!
Hola!
You awake now, James?
So what's going on, fellas?
You have to understand, James is an alias. So it takes him a little longer to respond to that name he made up.
First.
You're right. Yes, you're right.
So, James, what happened with kids just being kids?
Oh, my God. I was getting my car towed, and my 2-year-old daughter, as I was getting my car towed, which had just been involved in an accident, my 2-year-old daughter decided that she was attached to the guy that was removing my car from this accident.
Here we go. Once again,
bedroom. What was that?
I don't know. Words you can't say on the radio.
I can't believe he got laid. I can't believe he's got a 2-year-old daughter.
Sucker.
They could have adopted her.
And please keep those words in mind when calling.
How did he ask her out?
Back to the program.
Would you like to go to dinner
with you
sometime in the future?
And was he a story switcher?
We could go eat. And maybe see a movie. He was a story switcher.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Mike.
That was a story switcher, Mike. That's your second. That's just, oh, he's killing somebody.
Mike has a way he can just kind of tap on his headphone and then look at me and just
shake
his
head no.
And I'm like, all right, I can tell this. That's not the story he told Mike.
He got one of those earlier.
There's a reason the Mike asks when you call, hey, what are you guys going to talk about on so we can see where we're going to, you know, fit you in here. You know what I mean?
Right,
what's your story? Well, it makes sense and all that stuff. So you give Mike the story, and then he relays it, and he says, hey, no brown words, don't say any cuss words, which was the second thing.
right.
And then he says, the guys will be on with you in a minute. You know, pretty much. That's all it is. I've heard the story. Try to shorten it a little bit if you can. When they say Ola, just fire into the story. Try not to cuss.
To be fair, we have no idea what Mike says to you when you call. He might be like, what the F do you want, mother effer? We have no idea.
Yeah, that's a good point. What is your kids just being kids story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey,
What's up, douches?
Hola!
So, I told Mike I had a handful of stories, but I am going to stick to the plan because I don't want him throwing a chair or a red
seat
cushion or something like that.
We appreciate that.
Yes. Good work.
So, I'm about 5'6", and my sister's 3-ish, maybe. And I think we just seen the Winter Olympics or something like that because she wanted to be an ice skater. And I think we had got put in the bathroom for bath time, something like that, and they got left unattended, which is a real bad choice on my mom's part. And so I decided to squirt some baby oil on the floor. Well, and that was too slick. So I'm trying to sort of cut the viscosity, so I put some baby powder. Well, then it wasn't slick enough. And I'm sitting up on the counter, mind you. I want to have no part of this. And so I keep going back and forth, baby powder, baby oil, and she's slipping and sliding. And about 3 or 4 layers in, my mom busts in and finds us. And this is really, I want to say, the time when the most of my mom's cheese slid off her cracker. I think she just kind of threw us both into the bathtub and was screaming up a blue streak. I bring it up later in life, and she just kind of laughs about it. She does that head shake with the hand in the over her face. My wife, since we've had kids, I told her this story, and she just kind of looked at me with that Home Alone look, like, you know, what kind of genes have you brought into the world?
How have you ruined our kids already?
So you made your own indoor ice rink with baby oil.
And baby powder. You kind of got to get the viscosity just right, and it takes several layers to do that, yeah.
And was your sister able to pretend to ice skate pretty well?
No, not really. No, I bring it up, and she doesn't remember it too well, which is probably all for the best, but it's something I'll never forget.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that you're kind enough, though. Like, maybe you want to be a nice skater. Big brother's got you.
Squirted it. My kids haven't really destroyed anything yet. Knock on wood, yet.
I think my son, he flooded the bathroom. Man, this story got revisited recently. So he flooded it like two and a half years ago, whatever. But the water ended up going through the floor into the basement because, again, that's what kids do, right? So it was a bigger fiasco than it needed to be. So the other day, we're in the bathroom doing something, and he brought it up, and he goes, "Do you remember that?" I said, "Yeah, man, I remember that, you know, and whatever." And he's like, yeah, I remember that too. You seem kind of mad. I was like, I was pissed, dude. And he said, you know, I got my sister first to show her. And I chuckled because I thought he grabbed her like, man, help me get out of this. I'm going to get in trouble. So I said, why did you grab her first? And he said, oh, I thought it was funny. Well, now things have changed. I looked at him and I said, what? He's like, well, I thought it was funny. So I didn't get mean about it, but I said, hey, just so you know what you thought was funny, you ruined the floor in the bathroom, pointed at it. Took him downstairs. You see that hole in the ceiling? You ruined the ceiling. Dude, he was devastated.
He was.
He was. And I was never mean about it. I just said, so see, that's why I didn't think it was funny. I never knew he thought it was funny. It's about a week ago.
Silicon Riot Castle, the drug of charge. We will sit and spin with 10 rock bands covering pop songs coming up, and more of your calls on our question, what is your kid's just being kid story? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
We may never know what Casey Hathaway was doing during the 3 days he was missing. He was found on Thursday, cold but alive, according to CNN, in a mess of vines and thorns in Craven County, North Carolina. But the 3-year-old has volunteered one noteworthy detail about those days in the woods. A bear kept him company. He made a comment about having a friend while he was in the woods. His friend was a bear.
Was his name Roger?
In the emergency room, he started talking about what happened in the woods, and he said he had a friend that was a bear that was with him while he was in the woods. McFadden, the county sheriff's officer, said, yeah, there are a lot of bears in the woods in Craven County. There's no evidence to prove one was with Casey. All that matters, according to him, is that something was there to comfort him during the 3 days. We are very pleased he had that type of comfort. There were very brutal conditions out there. The first night it dropped down to 20 degrees. The second night, we had 2 inches of rain. The three-year-old boy will undergo forensic psychological exams this week, but for now, authorities are giving Casey time to recover and settle in with his family. He has not been interviewed yet about what happened. He's a three-year-old boy.
Right.
Until we do the forensic exam, we don't have a definitive idea yet. He was playing with two other relatives at his great-grandmother's backyard, and he did not come home, and he wandered off. His family searched for him for 45 minutes before calling 911. He was walking in the woods back there, and we can't find him, according to his great-grandmother. The other ones come through the house but left him there, and he walked off somewhere. We cannot find him. Well, search and rescue teams from across the state immediately came together to brave the treacherous terrain and low temperatures, hoping to find Casey. Dozens of volunteers, U.S. Marine Corps, also joined in an effort to help find the boy. Authorities deployed helicopters, drones, canine units. Divers also assist nearby ponds. This was quite the search and rescue. Casey, who says, authorities said weighs 25 pounds. He's between 2 feet 4 inches tall and 2 feet 8. Was stuck out in conditions so bad, the volunteers actually turned away from the search. He said his team was concerned about the extreme cold. Temperatures dipped near freezing, but against all odds, they found him. It was folks giving us tips and leads. We hit everyone immediately, and it paid off. On day 3, a tip led the search team to a spot where they were able to hear the 3-year-old calling out for his mother. He was found 40 or 50 yards away from where they were looking. What is your kids just being kids story? 844-999-OLA.
Have not had to deal with that one yet. The disappearing kid. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my story involves my youngest daughter. Last year, she was 17, a junior in high school. So one day she calls me out of the blue and says, "Dad, I just got suspended for school for 3 days." I'm like, "What the heck, man? Why'd you get suspended?" She goes, "Well, I was kissing my boyfriend in the gym, and a teacher came to me and said I needed to stop." And she proceeded to say, "Well, I didn't stop." And then he said, "What's your name?" And she goes, "Well, my name is so-and-so, and F off."
Oh.
And I'm like, "I don't think you got suspended for kissing your boyfriend.
Right.
I think you might have got suspended for telling the teacher to F off."
Did that sink in?
Nah, not really. Not my daughter, her nickname is PETA.
PETA?
PETA. P-I-T-A. What do you think that means?
I have no idea.
She's my pain in the ass.
Okay.
All right. How is she doing now?
Let's see. She got suspended about a month later for walking off with a pair of girls' tennis shoes and got caught wearing them in school. She's a senior this year, and we are hoping she graduates.
What do you think the odds are? If you had to put a bet on whether or not she gets suspended again before the end of the school year.
Oh, the odds are at least 80% she gets suspended again, but
you
she
think
won't
so?
Graduate.
Okay, she's still with the same boyfriend.
Yes, she is. They've been together for 2 years now.
Okay.
Has she always been a pain in the ass, or did that change after a certain age?
Oh, no. She's been that way since she was born. She didn't get out of a stroller since she was 3, because every time we let her out of a stroller, she'd take off running. And she's one of the... We were at a soccer game one time, and this guy was with this really young lady, and he was a slight bit older. And she was about 3, maybe 4, and she walked up to this lady and goes, "What's your daddy's name?"
Oh, well, she didn't mean it then, you know. Well, let me ask you this. Are you still with her mother?
Yes, 27 years.
All right, when you guys sit down and talk about her, I mean, honest to God, in knowing what she does, who blames who for her behavior? Is this, you know, like, this was you when you were a kid, this is all your fault?
Or you were too lenient.
Genetically or anything like that? I mean, does she tend to lean toward, you know, like, the similar to you or your wife?
No, yeah, she follows her dad.
So, okay. And are you reminded of this every single time? Because in that instance, I have found that when one of my daughters does something, I tend to get the blame for it based on the fact that that's kind of my gene that I have contributed, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I have 4 daughters and 1 son. out of my four daughters and one son, my oldest and my youngest are the reason that I am a 55-year-old man with a full head, hair of gray hair.
Yeah, at least you still have hair. No sympathy for me.
How close are you to being out of the weeds on this? When's the oldest one or the youngest one graduate?
Are you kidding? I'm counting the days. I got 6 months and she's graduated. I'm a guy looking forward to empty nesting. I'm ready to hang out with just mama.
Are you going
to
kick her out too? I mean, when she's 18, is she done?
I won't kick her out, but I won't let her know that. Right now, she thinks I'm kicking her out at 18.
Okay.
Right. Is she having any response to it? Like, so as long as she believes that the hammer's coming down, like, is she trying to put money aside? And I feel like, based on what I know of your daughter now, I feel like that's unlikely, but is she doing anything to prepare for her imminent departure from home?
Yeah, she's trying to find roommates. It ain't working for her right now.
Well, that's you a mean smart the woman move. Who steals shoes and all that, huh? What do you know?
That's a smart move. I mean, like anything else. I mean, like the first time I ever moved out of my house, I mean, there was five of us just stacked in a 3-bedroom apartment. One guy slept in the corner in the living room. Like, we were like, look, man, we're going to make this work. All of us don't want to live at home. And it was expected at that time for us to get the hell out of the house. Yeah. That was part of the expectation level. Now, that expectation level has completely just shifted the other direction. Like, you've got 25-year-old people still living at home.
Still living at home.
And so for me, I don't want to make too many comments on that. Both my kids, they want to go to school and continue, but if they don't, then there's only one thing that I can think of that they would want to do, and that's calling me like, Dad, can I stay with you for a couple months still? And you know how that goes. Sure, you can stay with me for a couple of months. But if we get any farther than that down the line, like, I'm going to kick your ass out.
Yeah, man, this is how long you've got. Get a job, save your money, move the hell out. The other thing is, I can't believe anybody would want to stay with their parents.
No, you know, I can't either. Most of them don't want to be with their parents. I mean, also, like, you got to look at what's happened in the last 25 years. Like, it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The jobs are there, but these aren't quality jobs. Like, teenagers aren't getting paid a ton.
I didn't get paid a ton. That's why I had roommates. When I finally got paid enough to not have roommates, I didn't have roommates. It wasn't easy, but I mean, like, you're not going to get a good job. I hear what you're saying.
I made $375 an hour when I moved into that apartment building.
You're not going to get a good job.
But my rent was $125 a month.
That's my point. You also have to look at the fact, like, right, nobody had good paying jobs, but you could still afford things.
Sure. We just had to have six of us in a 3-bedroom place to be able to
pull it off. I mean, I did the same thing. But I mean, with that said, I was 20 when I moved out.
And we say that, and you're right, but my parents would have made the same argument in the last 25 years, looking at me when I'm 19, going to move out, like, I didn't get paid, but you got paid, right? And like, I said, well, rent's gone up exponentially. And they're like, welcome to adulthood. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. You're an adult, go effing deal with it. Life sucks sometimes, right? So have your 873 roommates, deal with all the crap there, save your quarters, and determine if you're going to do laundry or buy a bag of weed, right? These are the problems you go through, but that's life, man.
I'll tell you one thing.
And that hasn't changed. It's going to get more expensive to live, and the cost of living never matches inflation. Right? In this country, we don't allow that to happen. Like, figure the F out.
My younger daughter, she was working at a restaurant, and she's one of those go-getters. Like, I want my money.
Right.
I want to go do stuff. You know what I mean? Like, that's who she is. So she was working in a restaurant. I was like, the hell with this. And I was like, well, why didn't you want to work in a restaurant? Because I can't make any money. I was like, so then she went to barista school, where she learned how to be a barista.
How long is barista school?
It was about a month.
Did she do better in barista school than you did at BUK?
Oh, God, yeah. BKU.
She's still working
BKU.
As barista.
Yeah. You got to remember, though, I went to a university.
She went to
a trade school. I went to Burger King University. She went to, like, you know, like, here, kid, you know what I mean? Learn how to do this real quick. So, but
BUK sounds like a 90s R&B group.
BUK.
Girl, you want my coffee.
I'm going to give it to you, flame boy, girl.
So, but now, I mean, I'm telling you, her learning curve on dealing with people.
When it bitter and just sweet.
Who are jackasses, people who hit on her. When you're a barista, man, it's like.
Right. Everything in the world shows up.
Yeah. So she's making a lot of money, but she has these casual observations that, you know, like, she's like, Dad, let me ask you a question. I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, why don't women tip? And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, they'll give you like a change. Like, here's the, if it's like, you know, $4.65, you know, I'll get 35 cents back. She's like, so dude, he'll give me $2.
Because the dude's attracted to you.
Right, exactly.
Welcome to the world. You don't have to like the answer.
I had to explain that to her. I said, well, honey.
It's real simple.
Said, it really is very, very simple.
It is super simple. Doesn't have to be right. You don't have to like the answer, but understand This is how the world works.
Just say this. Remember, I'm in high school. Then I thought to myself, maybe that's not the right thing to say.
But it's true, man. I mean, it's a hard lesson, but and we always say that.
I got to say real quick, I think it is. I was at a concert once, right? So there's a bar section. You've been there 1,000 times. Everybody's trying to save it. And then there's an area that can be all ages.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Now, granted, I was, you know, still in my 20s, but I made the mistake of going down to the all age. And I don't know what I said to this girl. And she turned around and went, and she's like saying something. I said, what? And she goes, my dad did this. And on her forearm, when she flipped it over, it said, I am 17. I was like, your dad's smart.
Oh, my God.
And to
oh
this
my,
day, right. I don't leave the frickin' bar. Now, I like to drink, too. But that, I was like, holy cow.
No,
my,
your dad's my, not stupid.
My bad. My bad.
Not only that, it's a tap.
Well, we.
Right. I mean, it looked like you just wrote it in Magic Mark. And it was like a harder God, rock
brilliant.
Show.
That's brilliant.
I, yeah. So it's like, I get why she's there. Like, I don't know. I very much appreciate it as an adult.
You know,
like,
okay. And he's almost doing you the favor, right?
Yes.
Instead of finding out, like, hey,
oh,
man.
Lord, I don't want to do
read that. But we always say, and it sounds horrible, but it's like, look, if you go to a restaurant or something like that, if there's a host or hostess.
She's probably in high school.
And, but they're not ugly. They don't put ugly people up front.
No.
When you go to the DMV, no offense to DMV worker, but like, look, that's all business.
Next.
Right. Man, they're going to find the ugliest sons of bitches, but it kind of sets the tone roughly for how your experience is going to be. Like, if she's behind the counter, looks like ass, she's chewing her sandwich, and it still says, like, out to lunch, even though she's sitting there looking at you. Like, because that's what your experience is going to be. DMV doesn't try to make your life. If you go to court, right, if you have to go to court and you got to go to the file clerk, like, they're going to look horrible. Because they want you to understand the world you're walking in. A restaurant wants you to be happy as soon as you come in. And when you have to wait 20 minutes on Friday because you got kids, blah, blah, they're going to be good-looking people up there.
And
I mean,
the barista,
it's a real simple equation.
Barista's the way to go. Right?
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, like Thurl and I have worked in the industry. Like, you don't have to worry about people hitting on your daughter if she's a hostess. You got to worry about the 30-year-old bartender who she thinks looks really cool and he has zero shame.
No, yeah, well, I will
that's
say this.
Exactly
the DMV
it,
is much better here. It is much better here. And people
well,
are nicer.
It's, think it's, where we're coming from.
I know.
Everyone is nicer than everyone from Baltimore.
You know how, like,
everyone's better looking than people from Baltimore.
When you do,
if
like
you've been
the,
to Baltimore, you think that they did experiments there. And it's not. It's just ugly people keep breeding. And I'm saying that as nicely as I can. That's not even meant to be an insult. When I first moved there, I remember we lived there maybe 2 weeks. And long and short of it, when I got home, I remember asking my mother, why are people in the city so mean and ugly? And I wasn't trying to be mean. That's just observing how everyone treated each other and what they look like.
You're standing in the line there like you're in the line at a ride, like at an amusement park. You know, you're going through all these things. And basically the way it works is there's four bays in front. There are people who are helping other people. But when someone moves on, then they turn a light on or they wave their hand up like, okay, next. So
it's a number.
I'm next in line.
Yeah, I'm next. It's a number.
I'm in line at this point in time. And the person who's in front of me just got done at a window. Now, normally they put their hand up or they turn on a light or whatever. But this woman, she still had her head down and she looked like she was doing paperwork. You know what I mean? And I didn't want to just walk up there because I didn't want to, you know, like, I'm not ready, you know, whatever. So I didn't want to walk up there. And finally I hear, if you're going to be so stupid that you ain't going to walk up here, just get your ass back to the line and keep being stupid. Right. And I'm looking, and it's her. I'm like, do you want me to come up now? And she's like, yeah, dumbass, it's your turn. And I'm like, oh. I was trying to be polite. I thought you were still doing paperwork. You know what I mean? She's like, hey, when it's open, it's open. If not, get to the back of the line.
All right.
Like, I'm with you. I would have waited.
Right. It's like, okay.
I feel like she would have yelled at me if
right,
I got up there.
Right, because if you roll up on her,
yeah.
I didn't call you yet. Stab you with a pen.
I didn't call you.
It's a setup either way.
I know.
It just depends. How do you want to be insulted? Do you want to risk getting stabbed with an ink pen, or do you just want to be insulted in front of everyone?
What is your kids just being kids story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Molly. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Victorias.
Hola.
Hey, guys. So my oldest son, he's 15 now, but when he was 5 and a half, I took him to the doctor's for a checkup, annual checkup. And as we were leaving, he was telling the nurse that when he gets in trouble, that I beat him in the head with a bloody bone that I take out of my arm.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Yeah, and so she took it seriously, very seriously enough to call CPS. And CPS shows up at my house, and I had dreadlocks at the time, super, all my patchwork on. So they came in, I was like, yeah, come in and talk, whatever. Asked me about the story, I was like, yeah, he did say that. I don't know where he got it from. You know, he watches Grimm and Mindy. some kids in Nick Grimm, and it's off of Cartoon Network back in the day. And he's like, and that skeleton dude, the Grim Reaper that these kids are walking around with in that cartoon, takes his bone out of his arm and hits the kids in the head with it sometimes. So that's the only way I can, only thing I can think of where he got that from. And they asked me at the time, again, I had dreadlocks, if I had smoked weed.
Oh, God.
I was like, yeah, of course I do. I'm not going to hide it. I can't, you know.
I have dreadlocks.
And yeah. I have kids.
I mean, God, are you that dumb? That'd be the first thing I'd put together when I walked in. Like, I don't know anything about this woman, but I bet she's a pacifist based on the dreadlocks.
Yeah. So I openly admitted, yes, I smoked weed. And so after the whole 3-hour interview, they determined that my son's storytelling was because I smoked weed. So I had to end up taking UAs until I was clean. I quit smoking weed and had to pee until I was clean for him. It took 2 months.
Wait.
So, Jesus.
They think the story that he told is because she smokes weed.
And now she can't smoke weed.
I booed it. You know what? Mm-hmm. I'll say that. You might want to hire more qualified people.
I would
throw that out there.
Yeah.
You might want to understand what, how the world works a little bit.
No, you need a job.
Right, but you can't just give it to anyone.
What is your kids just being kids story? 844-999-OLAM. Your call's coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Firefighters in England say they were called to help free a young boy after his head got stuck in a toilet seat. Fire crew used a Dremel spinning disc cutter to free the tot, who was given some homemade protective gear for the process. Pictures released by the Avon Fire and Rescue in England show the boy looking worried with his head stuck through the hole of a blue potty training seat, which fits on top of the toilet. Further pictures show the lad with safety goggles on and a plastic lid protecting his face while a rescuer cuts through the plastic seat. The pictures were tweeted by the fire station with the caption, "The work never stops." One of our watch managers had to respond to an incident involving this young boy and a toilet seat. Thankfully, he was released safely, all whilst using appropriate PPE. Good work. Don't try this at home. Call the professionals. Our question, what is your kids just being kids story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, sir. Thank you.
Well, many, many moon ago, I was coaching Little League, and it was an 8-year-old, so it was coach pitch. So I'd be out pitching to my own team, right? And they'd put a kid next to me from the other team in case, you know, ball got hit up the middle.
And you could hold him in front of your genitalia. Mm-hmm. Got it. Human shield, baby.
I had a couple good-looking moms on the team, so I one day dressed to impress, you know. I used to go to the workout and, you know, so I had a tight tank top on and some, like, bike shorts, tight spandex.
Oh, women love that.
Oh, yeah, not creepy at all.
So I was out there first 3 innings. It went pretty good. Next thing you know, they set a little redheaded kid next to me. And he's just jabbering away about all kinds of things. And then all of a sudden he goes, "Do you lift weights?" I go, "Yeah, I go to the gym." He goes, "It looks like it. You got big muscles." I'm like, "Well, thanks." You know, so we keep playing the game. He jabbers for a little bit. And all of a sudden he goes, "I'm wearing a cup." I said, "Well, it's good. It's a rule. You're supposed to be wearing a cup." He looks at me and goes, "Are you wearing a cup?" I'm like, "No." He looks around and takes a peek and then looks up at me and goes, "It looks like you're wearing a cup." I busted up so bad I had to have one of the other coaches come out and pitch, you know. Now that I think about it, I should have asked him, you know, "Why don't you go over there and see that mom over there? Go ask her what she thinks, you know."
You think he's wearing a cup?
Did that strategy ever work out for you?
It did.
What?
Day after the last game, I come home and on my answering machine was a message from one of the women there asking if I wanted to go out.
Huh. I couldn't help but notice your bulge in your tight-ass bike shorts.
Exactly. Hey, whatever works, you know?
What year was this?
Oh, man.
Was it even this millennium? Was it even in the 2000s?
No chance. Answering machine, bike shorts?
Right, the bike shorts, man.
That's
let's see. My son is 33 now, and he was 8.
then. So that you makes do sense.
Okay,
math.
All right, yeah. That's the time. Yeah, you're okay. Like bike shorts and a muscle shirt. I'm like, man, they would call the cops on you if you're standing in the field with kids right now.
Oh, man.
Dude, I used to have a lady live down the street, right? So she, like, babysit, but I was old enough I didn't need a babysitter.
Right.
But she also, like, either way, she was driving us to summer school, right? So she had little kids of her own, and then me and another dude were just getting dropped off at summer school. Because she, like, lived in the neighborhood, helped out. So one day I get in the car, and I don't know how old you are when you learn about the difference between men and female, like four, five.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
I get in the car, I sit down, and this little kid just leans over, points, and touches me and goes, "You have a penis." I don't know what the look on my face is, but the mom like swung around and was like, "We're just learning this. We're just," and he's like, "I have a penis." And I was like, "Yeah, yeah." And then he's like, he's breaking down everybody in the car whether or not they have a penis. It's like, right, I'm like 15, 16. The mom is just a normal mom. It's uncomfortable for everybody except the kid who is screaming, penis!
What you need to do is when you tell him, "I'm a teenager, I have a D now."
That's right.
Right?
It's so
a penis up until you learn its special and magic function.
Even at that young age, it's going to be the same thing in his brain until he's like 88 years old. And like, he'd be like, "I have a penis." And he's gone.
It is a weird moment when kids learn that difference. Yeah. It doesn't matter where you go. Grocery store, like, "My brother has a penis." Like, baby, come on, man. Just stop. Stop. They know.
Still to come, Ryan Castle, Drunk and Charge will be into Sin Spin today. 10 rock bands covering pop songs and more of your calls coming up here on in seconds on our question. What is your kids just being kids story? 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.